God lives and works today. Yes, today He is working and calling us to plan ahead, to take advantage of a wonderful opportunity, but only for a limited time. Why just for a limited time? The answer is in today's program by Basilia Schlink, Planning Ahead.
Most people today plan ahead for their time of retirement, but how many plan ahead for eternity? One of the young sisters of our sisterhood was called Angelica. Although she had contracted a fatal disease through her work in her earlier life, she still became a member of our sisterhood. Soon the symptoms of her illness told her that the last years of her life had arrived. She, a young girl bubbling over with life, was looking death in the eye, and also the judgment of God. Everything that had been important to her on earth suddenly lost its luster. It would be taken away from her at the moment of death. But that which would remain stood before her eyes, that is, her sins. She knew that her sins must be forgiven while she was still alive. God, whose word is irrevocable, has said, "We will be judged according to our works." What did Sister Angelica do? She went to everyone with whom she had come into contact during her short life, and to whom she had said an angry or bitter word, or had done something unkind or unjust, and asked them for forgiveness. Yes, she confessed her sins before God and man, and asked for forgiveness. Our Sister Angelica was radiant with happiness because the Lamb of God, to whom she had brought her sins, had forgiven her. Her sin was washed away because Jesus had taken it to his cross. His blood covered her guilt. And as sick as she was, she rejoiced and sang, "My sins are all forgiven. I am free. I am free." Yes, Jesus had taken her guilt away. She had been pardoned. The fact that we all must die calls us to take precautions, to plan ahead. Let us prepare ourselves by repenting and confessing our sins. For what is not confessed before God, and where necessary also before man, what is not brought into the light of Jesus, cannot come under his atoning blood. Today, let us go to those whom we have wronged. Tomorrow might be too late. Jesus, the eternal love, is calling to us. Come to me to receive forgiveness of your sins. For if you confess your sins, I am faithful and just and will forgive your sins.
Jesus, you are my Redeemer. I trust in your great might. Jesus, you are the victor. For me you won the
listening to a program by Basilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaaninthedesert.com. That's CanaaninTheDesert.com. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.